In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, here is Ryan Buckley with what would be our, what, second to last stock watch before football starts or college football starts?
That sounds about right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This week and next week.
Let's go with that, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But we will start in Paris with the men's basketball gold medal game.
Durant, Dr. Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the fourth. Davis with a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point!
He's a bad boy! Night.
8 threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
Stephen Curry with a tremendous impact on the end of the Olympics, at least the final two games of that series. French McDonald's threatening to cancel curry sauce for their chicken tenders. The French play-by-play guys said that devil curry did it to them again, breaking all kinds of hearts over there. But after watching him do this on the international stage, buy or sell, Stephen Curry is the most electrifying basketball player you have ever seen.
No, it's still Michael Jordan for me. I love Steph Curry. Absolutely love him. There was nothing. Steph, as great as he is, we got to stop this. There was no assassin like Michael Jordan. There was no one. I mean, anything Steph did, I'm sorry. Stripping Karl Malone, going down, step back jumper, NBA Finals, FU. And I love Steph. He wasn't even the best player on his team.
Almost asked most iconic shot since Jordan against Utah.
You know, Kevin Durant was the best player on those teams that he was with. I mean, I love Steph. But come on.
I'm not saying better.
Yeah,
I'm not saying better.
Say better.
Electrifying.
The
energy.
Jordan against the Lakers in 91 with the reverse layup. Jordan against the Cavaliers in the fist bump. There was nothing like a pissed off Michael Jordan, the threes against the three game, the six threes and the shrug. no one had a flair for the dramatic like Jordan. So as much as I love Steph Curry, you're just, this isn't even close.
Well, I actually buy it because this is a matter of opinion. The way you asked it is electrifying. And I even said this when we were having our little Steph Curry appreciation segment earlier. And by the way, there is a Seth Curry appreciation segment coming up soon.
So. Where's the Del Curry?
If you are waiting for that, we will have that. No, again, in my lifetime, nobody gave me tighter sports pants in basketball than Steph Curry. Yeah. He is as thrilling as they come with his style. And some of it is his size. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing what he does for his size. So for me, it was always Bo Jackson, certainly Tiger Woods, a little Barry Bonds, a little Barry Sanders, and Steph. And Steph. Jordan was obviously a better player. But he asked, electrifying, and yes, I can't think of another basketball player that, at least to me, was as electrifying as Steph Curry. He was must-see TV, and some of that maybe was just because the Blazers always played them in the playoffs, you know? Or maybe some of it was just how the Warriors played and how the Warriors used him. But whatever it was, an absolute joy to watch Steph Curry. No question for me. I buy it.
Little cross-sport Olympic action here. Every time we get some big world athlete, it seems like others have to challenge him. Could a shark beat Michael Phelps? Could a horse beat Usain Bolt? Well, could a cheetah, a.k.a. Tyreek Hill, beat Noah Lyles, the fastest man in the world? Here's Tyreek.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says like come on, bro. Like just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot.
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask and let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
Buy or sell the Tyreek.
Hold on. He's accusing him of faking COVID and calling that horseradish?
That's what it sounded like.
It does appear that he's calling out for being a sissy.
Does he know he won the gold in the 100?
I think he just is pointing out that he did not win the gold in the 200.
No. Good grief.
Buy or sell that Tyreek Hill would beat Noah Lyles in a race.
Stop it. Just stop.
Well, how far are we going?
Well, since he wasn't impressed with the 200, let's do that.
Stop.
Does Tyreek Hill ran track in college, mind you.
Does Lyles have COVID?
Okay. Look, I think Noah Lyles could have like a respiratory like he could get what's the we're running the ad for the RSV whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He could have that and he would still beat him. I understand that Tyreek Hill ran track in college. You know what Tyreek Hill didn't do in college?
Go to the Olympics.
Go to the Olympics. You know what he didn't do in college? Go to the Olympics and win a medal. You know what he didn't do in college? Go to the Olympics and win a gold medal. Can we please stop? Like. No, like Noah Lyles can't play any other sport, but no one can go. He's the best in the world at what he does. And there's nothing dumber than when some dumbass who doesn't even do that professionally is like, this is like when Jake Paul thinks he can beat Canelo Alvarez. No, you can't. Just because you decided to take something up for a couple years and you beat a bunch of washed up people that don't do that for a living. Yeah, you're fast on the football field. Dude, that's the best sprinter in the world. I don't even like Noah Lyles.
Literally the fastest man on the planet.
And he's a dumbass for saying that they're not world champions. Nobody else even plays football. I mean, for God's sakes, he's a moron, but he's a really fast moron, and he's my moron because he's my countryman, and I respect him. And no, he would dust Tyreek Hill, and it wouldn't even be close.
Well, I think we need to see this, don't we? Do we need to watch this?
I would like for once these to actually come together when these people challenge each other. Well, it almost never happens.
They do it in boxing.
Yeah.
Why don't they do it?
No, they don't do it in boxing.
Well, I mean, but you know what I mean. Like, Jake Paul can just become a boxer and fight whoever. Tyreek Hill should race. Let's find out.
But he shouldn't because no.
He should. I would love to see him get his ass.
No real boxer gives any of these dumbass YouTubers any sort of. Like respect by allowing them to fight. I mean, I think Noah Lyles would do it because, again, it's a paycheck for him. And I think half the reason he runs his mouth is he's just trying to make a name for
just
himself.
Just generate attention, traction, whatever.
Just generate attention. It's the Floyd Mayweather thing. But, like, I'll look up Tyreek Hill's fastest time, and he probably ran a 10-something. You know,
but it ain't a 9.7.
No, it's not a 9.7. You could give Noah Lyles all the COVID and like a bout of the gout and maybe the runs, and he would still win because he's the fastest man in the world, and Tyreek Hill is not.
10.19 seconds, high school.
That was his high school?
He ran that, yeah. Okay. And then in the 200, he ran a 20.14.
And what is Noah Lyles running?
Well, in Hill's defense, at that time, it was sixth in the U.S., Tyreek Hill.
Okay. Sixth in the U.S. In high school.
And it would have, they say that that would have been fast enough to make the 2012 Olympic team.
So he's playing the I could have done it if I had wanted to.
That's what he's saying. I see. Then his personal best in the 100 was 10.19.
Okay.
So
that's not even really close.
Yeah. So 200, you're right. 200 is the better of his.
Well, he's.
It was also supposed to be the better event for Lyles before the COVIDs.
Keeping his hands off his girlfriend is.
That's the toughest.
Not necessarily.
That's
the toughest,
or everyone else's girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah.
All right,
let's
move
off, and there you go.
Let's move over to baseball, where the Mariners were putting hurt to Sooks Mets yesterday. But the best story of the day came from a mic'd up Victor Robles.
So growing up, I was watching monkeys on TV, and I saw like how fun they doing jumping around, and I described myself. I look monkey, and I saw myself on monkeys, and I just said, "Sorry guys, I have to make the play."
Made the catch and threw a cannon back to the infield.
Hey, you gotta catch it!
Wait, so do you
a little bit too hard, sorry mate.
Do you have monkeys running around the house?
No, they have their own house.
They just gave him a contract extension.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Dude, that man is a treasure.
I mean,
that's fantastic.
So I couldn't decide whether to ask you whether the monkey origin story is the reason for the new contract, but instead I think I'll ask, buy or sell, the most impressive part of that clip was him apologizing to the announcers that he had to go make a play interrupting his monkey interview
100%.
During a baseball game.
The middle of it, you can hear, oh, sorry, I gotta go make a play. Fantastic. Instantly now becomes, it was the dumper, but I'm sorry, he instantly becomes my favorite Seattle Mariner. Not only is he doing that, but he actually has a house with monkeys, or I guess he has his own monkey house.
So he does have monkeys?
He's got a monkey house. Okay. He built his own, he built the monkeys their own house, which, again, absolute baller move. Just hopefully not chimps because they'll rip your lips and genitals off. But hopefully like lovable, fun monkeys. Dude, that guy is a treasure. And at one point was like their top prospect.
Oh, are you waiting on me?
Oh, yeah.
What,
did you? Buy or sell that that apologizing to the announcers was the best part
of
that bit.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like Joey Votto used to be mic'd up. I love that baseball is a sport that you can play while talking to other people.
I also used to think that was a really dumb bit, that like doing it while they're in the field, and maybe it still is, but if it gives us moments like that every now and again, I'm okay with it.
Well, you get a little glimpse into their personalities,
sure.
Which we never really get otherwise.
But also, I kind of feel like those interviews should never really upset or impact a play, and granted it didn't on that one. I know they don't do them late in the game, but that's it's kind of wild.
You just can't have the left tackle mic'd up during a play. You might be able to do it with like a safety perhaps, but not I mean, I just, you just hear a lot of
all the fan sound effects. which you'll hear.
That's all it would be.
And then finally, in Los Angeles today, they had an earthquake while ESPN was on the air.
Yeah, she shrugged it off.
Here's how Malika Andrews handled it. You're going to hear the end of Rebecca Lobo's comments into Malika's next question and the earthquake.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Home country in these Olympics.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and in the everyone's still good. All right. So this is what I want to show you now. Rebecca, I appreciate you just bearing with us here.
Yeah, shrugged it off.
Yeah, buy or sell that you guys would react the same in an earthquake in this studio, which is completely calm, and once it's passed, just roll right on with the show.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Now, I'm going to say for me, the answer is no.
I see Sook hiding under the table like a golden retriever.
Because I'll tell you right now, I assume that if an earthquake hits here, it's the big one. Like, we don't get, like, the earthquakes we get that you can feel are nothing. But if this place really starts shaking, I assume it's the big one. And I'll tell you right now, and I've said this many a time, F this microphone, I'm out of here. Where at that point, martial law has been declared. Every man for themselves. Buck, I will shove you down on my way out of the office.
If it's the big one, yeah. I think we would know. In this instance, it was a 4.4 this
year. Yeah, that's nothing.
So we have to go apples to apples here.
Yeah.
Did visibly shake the cameras enough and rock the lights and stuff, right. But it wasn't the big one, clearly.
Right, so let's say that we got a 4.4,
yeah.
But we could clearly feel it.
Yeah. I think we'd be okay.
I don't think we would do that well.
Yeah.
But I think, we wouldn't keep it going like that. We'd probably just lay out and be like, hey.
No way.
You feel that? Are your balls jiggling?
Although I will say, I guess it's not in defense of me, against my character. I have only had one experience with a natural disaster, and that is the well-documented tornado warning that I got while driving through Tulsa. I did not handle it well. That was me cowering behind a JCPenney. So I'm not certain that I have the credibility to say that I would handle said earthquake calm, cool, and collected. I'd like to think that that I would keep it together, but that's a coin flip. I can't make any promises.
I think I'd stay on the air, but I'd probably do an impromptu break. I'd be like, hey, Buck, just play some ads.
Yeah.
Let's get our crap together and then we'll come back.
I just kind of...
Or leave.
Play some ads. Let's call the boss. See if we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I'd probably have some fear pee, maybe going to the table. I think Rob would actively be like, so the show's over, right? Like, we get to go.
Yeah, we probably should
go. This is sports. This is stupid. What are we doing here? Let's get out of here.
Sook peed himself. Look, I can't work like this. We're going home. Go to national programming.
Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. We don't know.
All right. There is your Stock Watch each Monday, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.